This is has been So Hot Right Now.
And welcome to another edition of Chimes. Boy, have I got some great music for you. I say that each week and it's true because at the end of each program, I think, oh, that's another group I can play. And it's sort of, I make little notes. And so by the time the next show kicks in like this one, I know I've got some great music to share with you. Some brand new things. The great new single from Quivers, originally from Tassie, now based in Melbourne. But I tell you what, they've been going off like an absolute cracker overseas. We'll hear their brilliant new single, Dumb Things, from Queensland, a five-piece that also make great jangly pop. We'll unearth a group, and this is going to be coming out shortly, who I discovered when I was living in Melbourne in the 80s, sort of a lost group, as it were, called the MacGuffins. And our focus on one of my favourite jangly sort of psych garage bands from the mid-80s in The Dentists. That's all coming up on this edition of Chimes. Let's start with a group that came from the UK and in many ways one of those groups that kind of people didn't pay a lot of attention to. Perhaps there were a lot of other bands that had a similar kind of sound at the time. They were called the Jack Rubies. They formed in London in 87 and they released, for me, a couple of absolutely cracking singles. And as I said, they've sort of gone between the cracks in the floorboards. Have a listen to this because it's really just a great pop song. This is Here Comes Love.
I'm so glad I amuse you while you're laughing. I won't lose you. You know I hope that we live for a long time. Hope we're dead and gone if the bombs start flying.
Here comes love.
These are surely dangerous times. Not indicate a healthy love life. If you're lambing on the edge, then I shouldn't contemplate trying to find a wife. Here comes love. These are surely dangerous times.
Here comes love.
I believe that love will find a way.
Here comes love.
These are surely dangerous times.
Here comes love.
I believe that love will find a way.
Here comes love.
I'll leave the love and find a way.
Here comes love.
days treading through seconds and stalls. Past the time you tell yourself that you're not bored. Just take a chance and you'll see what you fall.
Queensland Five Pieces, they dub themselves Brisbane Bedroom Pop Ensemble Dumb Things, that just create that, you know, breezy, easy listening pop music. Their album is called Time Again, and I've certainly been enjoying the singles leading into this album. That's the opening track. Always a good way of telling what they've got up their sleeve. Nights from Dumb Things, and it really just is, you know, if you love the likes of Ocean Party and Dick Diver, bands that have, I guess, taken that sort of baton from the Go-Betweens, have continued on with making great pop music, as we do here so well in Australia, Dumb Things and the track Nights. And we started out with the Jack Rubies, as I said, a group that toured with the likes of They Might Be Giants and Modern English in the UK and the States, but just couldn't quite take off, even though, as I said, I think their songs were really strong compositions. Nevertheless, sometimes things happen, don't they? Anyway, that's what we'll do. We'll bring you new, exciting things, and we'll dig through and find things we hope you'll enjoy. This is Chimes, heard right around the country, thanks to the community radio station, and heard first on 2SER 107.3. This group, I've really love watching their career bloom, particularly with the title of their album, We'll Go Riding on the Hearses, which I thought was hilarious when it came out, from Quivers. It's Sam Nicholson, who really has a wonderful ear when it comes to writing pop songs. Originally from Hobart, based in Melbourne, and they took off overseas and really have bloomed. Some of the college radio stations in America have gone absolutely nuts for them, which is really exciting, and they've got a new album coming out pretty soon. Here's the single that leads the way, and it's a beauty. This is When It Breaks.
Longer afraid glow in the dark. And when we dream, we dreamed of danger. All the ways our bodies can fall apart. 'Cause when it breaks, it'll break your heart. 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 We're no longer losers in life. More quickly in and out of. When we sleep with strangers. Lie awake in the dead of night. 'Cause when it breaks, it'll break your heart. When it breaks, it'll break your heart. When it breaks, it'll break your heart.
It's okay, except for the maybe it's better, and maybe I'm sure. Starts again, leaving you raw air. Feelings can turn around, finding you found and you're ready to start. Except for the losing part, everything falls apart. That's when it starts again, leaving you raw air. Feelings can turn around, finding you found and you're ready to start. And it's okay, except for the losing part.
This is Chimes on 2SER 107.3 and heard right around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network. There's a group that I absolutely loved, and they stood out as being different in 95. There was a lot more sort of indie music that had a muscularity to it, sort of a tougher edge. And True Love Always sort of skirted away from that. Theirs was a gentler sound. It was perhaps the twist of the jazz-influenced chords they played. They were fans of the likes of Charles Gilberto and Dionne Warwick. And they teamed up with one of my favourite little labels out of Washington, Teen Beat. Just a couple of episodes ago, I played the music of Unrest and Mark Robinson, who was the leader of that particular label. He heard True Love Always and drew them to his fold. They released about three albums on Teen Beat and a whole bunch of singles as well. Just one of those groups that didn't quite cross over, a bit like I was saying with the Jack Rubies. They're probably quite popular on the college circuit of the US, but not a band I saw played a lot in Australia. But always I go back to their songs. I played you The Losing Part from their last album that came out in 2000, Torch. But if you like that gentler end of the jangly spectrum, then you'll really, really love the sound of True Love Always. We started out with Quivers, exciting new single from them, and I'm really looking forward to the album when it comes out. We heard When It Breaks from Sam Nicholson and Friends. I was living in Melbourne in the mid-80s and sort of tried to get out as much as I could because there were a lot of great bands. I played you Sea Stories a couple of weeks ago, and they were one group I really loved seeing. And another group were the Killjoys, and around about the same time this group emerged called MacGuffins, and it was Rowan Smith who was the songwriter. It featured Philippa of Underground Lovers as a part of the band, and this group just had an absolutely killer indie pop sound. Some people sort of said there was a slight sort of Smiths-esque feel to what they were doing, but it was a broader spectrum, and you know, you can hear, as you'll, when I play you the track I've chosen, an absolute jangle fest when it comes to their sound. So they released a couple of demo tapes, and I sort of started following them around a bit because I thought they were fantastic, and I managed to get those cassettes, and I held on to them for years. They released a 7-inch single called Rich Together. Rowan then went on to make music under the name Barefoot, and then he kind of disappeared for me. And it was going to an Underground Lovers gig in Adelaide that actually I bumped into him, not even knowing who he was, and then just strangely enough I wrote to him and we reconnected. And the exciting news is that the music of MacGuffins has been remastered and will be coming out as a collection called The Lost Tapes. These are absolutely great songs, and why they didn't take off at the time I'm not entirely sure. As I said, it's a roll of a dice in the music industry. You never know. And sometimes it's in your favour and sometimes it isn't. Listen to the high quality of this track from MacGuffins, and I'll be playing more and hopefully chatting to Rowan on the programme down the track. This one is called Simple Arrangement.
I kept up with you. You kept up your flower arrangement. I told you my trick. You slapped me and said it's a sign of my youth. And I'm hardened.
trial and error have taken up so much time. We're getting older, the world's much colder, and who wants to be short of a shoulder? So it's out of an opening and into another. It's a simple arrangement, as simple as a broken car, and as simple as a broken heart. Won't let us get too far. And it's a simple arrangement, as simple as a broken car, and as simple as a broken heart. It won't let us get too far. It's hard to be down when I'm feeling so around, but I got on my knees and got down in the clear air. And what's a story that I can't write home about? No, not now, that I'm hitting it straight with the one that I love. I want to be close to you, but I want to leave myself behind. A simple arrangement, as simple as a broken car, and as simple as a broken heart. They won't let us get too far. And it's a simple arrangement, as simple as a broken car, and as simple as a broken heart. They won't let us get too far.
Careful, there's a lot of strange men trying to get in the door. If you're giving a little way, still one more. You should keep on looking over your shoulder.
You're listening to Chimes. Hope you love the program. I do. I love all these songs. Chimes at 2SER.com is my email. Get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. Or you can follow us on Facebook. There is a page for Chimes, and I try to put up video clips and I put up the track listing for each episode. The music there of Even As We Speak from their wonderful first 7-inch that came out in 86, and each one was lovingly finger-painted, lots of variations of the sleeve. Mine's sort of got lots of people's fingertips in sort of a dot-like matrix of colour. Small Fish in a Big Machine was the name of the release, and I played for you Looking Over Your Shoulder. And I'll talk about Even As We Speak a little further in just a moment. We started with MacGuffins. What a great song. Lost Tapes will be the release that will be out not too far away. All those original cassettes remastered, as well as a couple of 7-inches that came out. And Rowan Smith, as I said, a great songwriter. And I'm really excited these songs will finally come to light, and I hope you'll enjoy them. Simple Arrangement was the track I shared with you. It's funny with things like that, because these are songs that I've known and love, and I almost, like, I play them to other people and I half expect them to know them as well, and they look at me and go, who's that? Anyway, that's what we kind of do here on Chimes. Now, I just mentioned Even As We Speak, a group that I've loved, and a group that were much loved in the UK. Boy, they played 4 Peel sessions. Now, John Peel was one of the great DJs out of the UK, and not many bands had that sort of honour. I mean, we talk about he loved The Fall, he loved The Smiths. From Australia, he loved The Go-Betweens, he loved The Triffids. But Even As We Speak stand up high as all those band names I've mentioned in Peel's eyes. He loved them. Anyway, there's a wonderful compilation of the tracks that they did for that program and other BBC sessions as well. And the great news is, Even As We Speak, while they started in the 80s and they kind of went into hiatus, are back. And they're doing really well. They're sort of considered, I guess, the elder statespeople of the indie pop world, and get invited to a whole bunch of festivals. And I've noted that they've just been asked to the there's a music festival in Köln in Germany called the Köln Pop Fest, and so they're pretty excited to be heading there March next year. I also noted another group that I absolutely love that'll be on that same bill. So what I thought I'd do is play you more recent Even As We Speak, because they're still sounding as good as they ever did. This was from a split release that came out on the Emotional Response label, and I'll follow it up with the other band I just raved about, called Pale Lights, and boy, have they got a great sound. First up, though, this track from Even As We Speak, Stay With Me. This is where the sun will find us again. First time I heard that song, I thought of one band and one band only, and they are going to be our focus group in just a moment on Chimes. It's the sound of Pale Lights, and that appeared on their album The Stars Seemed Brighter, a group that formed in, I think, 2012. And there are a lot of, I guess what happens is when you hear this kind of jangly sound, and it's not by any means a new sound, it's a sound that is, I guess, either slightly perfected or just nuanced in the manner in which the people making the music, the bands they love. But it's always interesting to hear how people sort of scramble for comparisons. And I've read things, everything from Lloyd Cole to Biff Bang Pow on the Creation label, to Felt, to Veronica Falls, to the Go-Betweens, to Velvet Underground. They're all great names, but there's one name for me that stands high and above for inspiration, and that is a group called The Dentists that came out in the mid-80s, who had a very garagey particular guitar sound. And for me, that track I shared with you, which I absolutely love, called Mother Cries from Pale Lights, has that guitar sound of The Dentists, but the vocal lines too, quite similar. And you can compare that, if you can keep that track in mind, when you listen to the next bunch of music I'm going to play for you. We started out with Even As We Speak, and hail to them, because they're back. They had a great tour in the UK last year, and they're back, going back overseas again. Just really exciting, particularly when you consider this is a group that probably weren't given the attention they deserved at home. Much loved in the UK and continue to be so there, and good luck to Even As We Speak. I wish they'd play a couple of shows around the country as well. This is Chimes on 2SER 107.3 and right around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network. Now, to this group, The Dentists. Now, this is another one of those sort of tales where I went into, at the time, my favourite record store, which was Waterfront Records. This was a pretty early purchase from there for me, I think. It was sort of, you know, late 84, early 85 from memory. And I saw this record again with a sticker. Never heard of The Dentists in my life. Looking at the cover, I didn't know what to expect. And I don't remember what the sticker said, but it was enough to make me want to buy it. There was an album and a single. And bizarrely, in a sort of an online read about them, it says they were arguably the first Britpop band, which I just don't connect that in any way. What they did have was this really great garagey sound with a very big pop domination in the way it all came together. I guess it was the vocals of Mick Murphy, who has a very British twang to his sound, and Bob Collins's guitar. Wow, it's first great jangle. It's so good, as you'll hear in the three tracks I've chosen. We're going to start with their first single, Strawberries Are Growing in My Garden, and It's Wintertime, which is just beautiful. We'll then go into a track from an EP that came out after their first album called You and Your Bloody Oranges, and the track on that is probably one of my favourite titles of theirs, She Dazzled Me with Basil. And then we'll go to the album, and it's called Some People Are on the Pitch, and I think it's all over. It is now. Seriously, if you can find that album, do it, because it's just chock-a-block full of great, great music. Very 60s twist to their sound. It was produced by a chap from The Prisoners, who were a great garage rock band at the time. And I'm going to close with the track I Had an Excellent Dream, which would be one of my all-time favourite jangly guitar bliss-out moments. When those guitars lock in on this track, I just can feel the top of my head lift off. I hope you will too. This is The Dentists. I'm getting shivers listening to it again. I kind of had forgotten about them. And it was Pale Lights, thankfully, as I mentioned before. They sort of rekindled my love of The Dentist, who sort of went through a couple of different periods. There was that early time of theirs that I really, really loved. And then there was some reissues, and that sort of kick-started them in the 90s into the US, where there suddenly was this great love of them. I feel like there was a different vocalist that took over, because their sound, when I listened to those later records, is very different. A lot more polished, a lot more pop, less of the garagey kind of feel. So for me, those early Dentist records are like gold. I absolutely love them. We heard, going back, I Had an Excellent Dream. As I said, one of my favourite all-time Jangle songs from Some People Are On The Pitch. They Think It's All Over. It is now, of course, a take on when England won the World Cup in 1966. We heard She Dazzled Me with Basil, and we heard the track Strawberries Are Growing In My Garden, a 7-inch. Thank you, Waterfront Records. Without you, I would never have heard, or probably I would have heard eventually, because I'm sort of a music obsessive, but I wouldn't have had those vinyl copies in my hot little hands. This is Chimes. Now, I mentioned before that some bands have a very distinctive guitar sound that immediately ticks the boxes for them getting played on the program. And this show, because we're just not going to play everything of the same absolute sort of mould, we'll stretch it around a bit. This next group, Jade Imagined, for me, have always created great pop music. I think it was their track Walking Around that was one of those sort of earworms, a track that just wouldn't leave my head. And of course, this year they released their highly anticipated debut LP on Milk Records called Basic Love. And it is fantastic, because it does have some wonderful guitar moments that sort of allow me to play a track on this program. If I'm being sort of very, you know, strict, if you want to use that terminology, they're on a big tour that kicks off towards the end of November and will be playing at the Chippo on Friday, the 29th of November, with Baby and Elizabeth Fader. That's going to be a great, great show. Let's hear this track now from Jade Imagine, one of the longer ones and one of the janglier ones, if you want to use that terminology. This is I'll Take You There.
Feel that glare.
Played Velvet Underground on the program, and without them, I would say the half of the music I'm playing for you would not exist. Yes, the Beatles and the Birds led the way, but the Velvet Underground gave the indie cred and that ability to play it in a lo-fi fashion. That is the beautiful Femme Fatale from the Velvet Underground and Nico. And we started with Jade Imagine, I'll Take You There, from their excellent Basic Love release. You've been listening to Chimes on 2SER 107.3. Don't forget, you can get in touch. Chimes at 2SER.com is my email. You can just look up Chimes on Facebook and friend the program there and get in touch. Keep listening on 2SER, because next up it's the always excellent Stuart Coop and Dirt Music.